Welcome to the Day Well for Teens. I'm Trina. Today is the sixth day of June. Welcome. And today we're going to be reading Proverbs 10 through 12. And this week we are going to be reading from the New English Translation. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise child makes a father rejoice, but a foolish child is a grief to his mother. Treasures gained by wickedness do not profit, but righteousness delivers from mortal danger. The Lord satisfies the appetite of the righteous, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. The one who is lazy becomes poor, but the one who works diligently becomes wealthy. The one who gathers crops in the summer is a wise son, but the one who sleeps during the harvest is a son who brings shame to himself. Blessings are on the head of the righteous, but the speech of the wicked conceals violence. The memory of the righteous is a blessing, but the reputation of the wicked will rot. The wise person accepts instructions, but the one who speaks foolishness will come to ruin. The one who conducts himself in integrity will live securely, but the one who behaves perversely will be found out. The one who winks his eye causes trouble, and the one who speaks foolishness will come to ruin. The teaching of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the speech of the wicked conceals violence. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers all transgressions. Wisdom is found in the words of the discerning person, but the one who lacks wisdom will be disciplined. Those who are wise store up knowledge, but foolish speech leads to imminent destruction. The wealth of a rich person is like a fortified city, but the poor are brought to ruin by their poverty. The reward which the righteous receive is life. The recompense which the wicked receive is judgment. The one who heeds instruction is on the way to life, but the one who rejects rebuke goes astray. The one who conceals hatred utters lies, and the one who spreads slander is certainly a fool. When words abound, transgression is inevitable, but the one who restrains his words is wise. What the righteous say is like the best silver, but what the wicked think is of little value. The teaching of the righteous feeds many, but fools die for lack of wisdom. The blessing from the Lord makes a person rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Carrying out a wicked scheme is enjoyable to a fool, and so is wisdom for the one who has discernment. What the wicked fears will come on him, what the righteous desire will be granted. When the storm passes through, the wicked are swept away, but the righteous are an everlasting foundation. Like vinegar to the teeth and like smoke to the eyes, so was the sluggard to those who sent him. Fearing the Lord prolongs life, but the span of life of the wicked will be shortened. The hope of the righteous is joy, but the expectation of the wicked will remain unfulfilled. The way of the Lord is like a stronghold for the upright, but its destruction to evildoers. The righteous will never be moved, but the wicked will not inhabit the land. The speech of the righteous bears the fruit of wisdom, but the one who speaks perversion will be destroyed. The lips of the righteous know what is pleasing, but the speech of the wicked is perverse. The Lord abhors dishonest scales, but an accurate weight is in his delight. When his pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the unfaithful destroys them. Wealth does not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from mortal danger. The righteousness of the blameless will make straight their way, but the wicked person will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the faithless will be captured by their own desires. When a wicked person dies, his expectation perishes, and the hope of his strength perishes. The righteous person is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked turns up in his stead. With a speech, the godless person destroys his neighbor, but by knowledge the righteous will be delivered. When the righteous do well, the city rejoices. When the wicked perish, there is joy. A city is exalted by the blessing provided from the upright, but it is destroyed by the counsel of the wicked. The one who denounces his neighbor lacks wisdom, but the one who has discernment keeps silent. The one who goes about slandering others reveals secrets, but the one who is trustworthy conceals a matter. When there is no guidance, a nation falls, but there is success in the abundance of counselors. the one who puts up security for a stranger who surely will have trouble. But whoever avoids shaking hands will be secure. A generous woman gains honor, and ruthless men seize wealth. A kind person benefits himself, but a cruel person brings himself trouble. The wicked person earns deceitful wages, but the one who sows righteousness reaps a genuine reward. True righteousness leads to life, but the one who pursues evil pursues it to his own death. The Lord abhors those who are perverse in heart, but those who are blameless in their ways are his delight. Be assured that the evil person will certainly be punished, but the descendants of the righteous will not suffer unjust judgment. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who rejects discretion. What the righteous desire leads only to good, but what the wicked hope for leads to wrath. One person is generous and yet grows more wealthy, but another withholds more than he should and comes to poverty. A generous person will be enriched, and the one who provides water for others will himself be satisfied. People will curse the one who withholds grain, but they will praise the one who sells it. The one who diligently seeks good seeks favor, but the one who searches for evil, it will come to him. The one who trusts in his riches will fail, but the righteous will flourish like a green leaf. The one who troubles his family will inherit nothing. The fool will be a servant to the wise person. The fruit of the righteous is like a tree producing life, and the one who wins souls is wise. If the righteous are recompensed on earth, how much more the wicked sinner? The one who loves discipline loves knowledge, but the one who hates reproof is stupid. A good person obtains favor from the Lord. The Lord condemns a person with wicked schemes. No one can be established through wickedness, but a righteous root cannot be removed. A noble wife is the crown of her husband, but the wife who actually shamefully is like rottenness in his bones. The plans of the righteous are just. The counsels of the wicked are deceitful. The words of the wicked lie in wait to shed innocent blood. But the words of the upright will deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and perish, but the righteous household will stand. A person is praised in accordance with his wisdom, but the one who has a twisted mind is despised. Better is a person of humble standing who nevertheless has a servant than one who pretends to be somebody important yet has no food. A righteous person cares for the life of his animal, but even the most compassionate acts of the wicked are cruel. The one who works his field will have plenty of food, but whoever chases daydreams lacks wisdom. The wicked person desires a stronghold, but the righteous root endures. The evil person is ensnared by the transgression of a speech, but the righteous person escapes out of trouble. A person will be satisfied with good from the fruits of his words, and the work of his hands will be rendered to him. The way of a fool is right in his own opinion, but the one who listens to advice is wise. A fool's annoyance is known at once, but the prudent overlooks an insult. The faithful witness tells what is right, but a false witness speaks deceit. Speaking recklessly is like the thrusts of a sword, but the words of the wise bring healing. The one who tells the truth will endure forever, but the one who lies will last only for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who plot evil, but those who promote peace have joy. The righteous do not encounter any harm, but the wicked are filled with comedy. The Lord abhors a person who lies. Those who deal truthfully are his delight. The shrewd person conceals knowledge, but foolish people publicize folly. The diligent person will rule, but the slothful will become a slave. Anxiety in a person's heart weighs him down, but an encouraging word brings him joy. The righteous person is cautious in his friendship, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. The lazy person does not roast his prey, but the personal possessions are precious to the diligent. In the path of righteousness there is life, but another path leads to death. And these proverbs are just killing it. They're so on point. And I just love the wisdom that it comes with and just the wisdom that it really speaks of. And it just encourages my heart to try better and to keep fighting the good fight, because sometimes I think reading scripture can kind of make you just feel like, wow, like I don't do any of this and I just feel like I suck as a human. But that's not the point of reading scripture. The point of reading scripture is to be like, ah, okay, I see this void. I need to fill it with this scripture and to remind myself of this truth. And, like, that's the whole point. And so I think it's really important that we're just encouraged by God's word and not discouraged by what we feel like we might not be excelling in. And so, Jesus, I thank you so much for your word. And God, I thank you that you are constantly speaking. And God, I thank you for the various ways that you speak and how gently you speak to our hearts. Pray that we would have a grasp on wisdom and understanding, and that we would truly view them as people and almost as if they're friends and family that we need to stay close to. But God, I thank you that they're your gifts, and I thank you that as we spend more time with you, the more that those strengths increase. And so we just pray this in your name we pray, amen. If you guys have any prayer requests or any comments, call 800-583-2164. That is all for today. I'm China. I love you. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.